Now, joining us here in our studio, Robert Rabel of the Iraq Research and Documentation Project. It's a project affiliated with the Free Iraq Foundation and Harvard University. And Mr. Rabel, we'd like to talk a little Iraqi
Please.
Politics with you, because this week there has been some grumbling inside Iraq by those who believe that members of the Ba'ath Party remain in power, or at least are getting a second chance to have some influence inside Iraq, and many Iraqis are, at least publicly, have been opposing this. What are your thoughts on that?
All right. There is something we have to understand, that the Ba'ath Party under Saddam Hussein, has tried, to turn as many Iraqi as possible into accomplices. So here you have the complicity nature of the regime. The idea for Saddam Hussein was, the more people collaborated with me, the less they are willing to oppose me. So this should form the point of departure, in that many people, that they work for the Ba'ath or they work for the government, they did that out of necessity. And it's very important to emphasize that point, because it's very important for them. Now, some of them, they did not. So here you have to create some mechanism where you have to vet the people. I would say myself that the low level to the medium level, if they know how, especially now where you need electricity, you need security, you need oil, you need water, some of those people who don't have blood on their hand, if they are vetted by the U.S. administration, yes, why not?
Well, let me follow up on that, because in practical terms, you're saying we ought to vet these folks.
Yes.
How does one do that? How does one ask somebody how much blood was on your hands,
to use your phrase? Well, let me tell you one thing. Is that a practical impossibility? Well, I think it's very practical, because I think if you have a blood on your hand in society, they'll know you. People, they can come and they can identify you. If you did something wrong, people, they will come and they will identify you. And also, through my research, I knew that most of the people with the blood on their hand belong to security, belong to the intelligence apparatus. So you see, there is a way to go about it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, some people are going to be upset. Some people are going to say, why him, especially with the police? They used to see him with the Ba'ath Party. They used to see him standing at the street, and now he's coming. But I think we should have a balance. We should not keep a lot of Iraqis who work with the regime because they did that out of necessity.
Mr. Rabel, isn't this in some ways a recipe for continued disruption, because what you will then have is a scenario in which people are, in a sense, going to presumably U.S. officials or others and saying, this person I don't like, he was a bad person, he has more blood than the other person, and you have a society that is based on paranoia and so on. Isn't it much of the same then?
Well, for one thing, we are going to face this, but let's not forget, let's not forget about the past. The past 35 years, Iraq has been ravaged under the Ba'ath Party and under Saddam Hussein. And myself, I'm expecting this, and I'm expecting more than that. But that does not mean that we have to do what we have to do. We have to, first provide stability, provide security, provide water, provide, these necessities. And what's happening now is that some people in the Ba'ath Party or some people in the government that work in the government, they know, they have the know-how. So what you're going to say, just keep him home? So here we are facing reality. And reality, it is difficult, and we have to face it. So what I'm saying is that, no, we are not going to get all the Ba'athi back in power, no. We are not going to get the bad people in power, no. But those people that, they worked out of necessity, and many people, believe me, from my research, many people did work for the government. Many people did work for the government, indirectly or directly.
Mr. Rabel, you've satisfied my curiosity about the practical realities. I understand the point you're making. Let's presume now that these folks have assumed positions of some mid-level responsibility in a new Iraqi government. I want to ask you, in the minute or so we have left, what do you see in the weeks and months ahead? Continued uncertainty, insecurity, or a movement to a free and democratic Iraq with all of these people back in those positions?
Let me stress that. I won't emphasize that so many people are going to go in, so they're going to be probably a minority. And like I said, they are not the people that are going to go in. They're not going to have blood on their hand. But I see myself an uphill battle, and I'm optimistic. Look at Basra now. You know, at Basra, it has some electricity, and some people say 24 hours electricity. Look at Baghdad now. You have some electricity. And let's not forget, the regime collapsed, so you have no structure. We are beginning from scratch. And I think with good efforts and with good people and with good our soldiers there, you know, I see good chances.
Let's hope that your optimism will prevail.
Yes.
Robert Rabel of the Iraq Research and Documentation Project. It's affiliated with the Iraq Free Iraq Foundation and with Harvard University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.